You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed on Dishin' and Swishin' by our guests and callers are not necessarily those of the host, WSTR Radio, its management, or advertisers. Programming on Dishin' and Swishin' is for entertainment purposes only.
Hi, this is Chantel Anderson, former WNBA player and the creator of Classy Girl Mentoring Program. You're listening to Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTR Radio.
It seems like there was a lot of people that were highly critical of the way that you and C-Rub in particular were leaving town.
Right. No, I really believe in my heart that we probably could have had a little bit more support from the bench that really probably could have played a little bit more. Because we played so many minutes, you know, and I think the starters probably averaged 32 minutes. And not only that, we was playing with injuries. We didn't sit out because we had an ankle sprain or we had a broke finger or anything like that. So that could have taken away from our performance. But because we had so much respect for each other, we didn't want to sit out, you know, and we didn't want to put pressure on our bench to carry us because we knew they wasn't ready to carry us in that sense. Yeah, they can go in and play 15 minutes, but when the game was on the line, we didn't want them to feel that pressure. We wanted that pressure on ourselves. And not only that, you know, I think Nancy Doris did a great job the first 2 years. I think Richie did a great job. But that last year, we was at a stage where Krista Robinson, Keisha from Georgia, forgot her last name, Veronica, Ann Waters, myself, we felt like we was a championship team, you know, and yeah, we needed a bench, a little bit more of a bench, but also we felt like we needed a better coach, because Richie at the time had got fired and we wasn't getting any younger, and we wanted a coach. We wanted a John Stark. We wanted somebody that could motivate us and could teach us and that could challenge us in a way and wasn't threatened by our knowledge of the game, you know? And we felt as a whole that Patty Core was not the coach for us at the time. And so we just really laid it online. Look, we only have 2 more years, 3 more years in our career, and we're trying to win the championship. And we committed as a team to win this championship. But at the same time, you know, we don't feel like, you know, Patty, don't take me wrong. Patty is a great coach, and she did a great job for San Antonio. I mean, for New York. Patty did a great job for New York with the younger players. But with a vet team, I don't think she had the confidence to run a vet team. Mm-hmm. She had the knowledge or the experience to run a vet team. Because you're talking about Crystal Robinson that had played overseas for 10 years. You're talking about me had played overseas for 10 years. You're talking about Veronica that has played overseas for 12 years. You had Ann Waters that had played overseas for 10, 12 years. You know what I'm saying? So you needed a coach that wasn't going to be intimidated by the knowledge or not be intimidated when we tried to put our input in and what we felt like we needed to do. Or if she called out a play, and then if somebody wanted to change the play, don't think that we trying to challenge her coaching ability. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, for us, we all just made a choice. And then, you know, Blaze, you know, which is a great GM, she said that, you know, Patty is my coach. She's my coach for the New York Liberty. And so now it's time for us as individuals to make a decision. Can we stay here and play and win a championship with Patty, or should we go our separate ways? And we all decided, Ann Waters decided not to play anymore. Veronica, you know, she left. Crystal went to Washington. I went to San Antonio, and Keisha went. She retired, you know, and that was just a choice that we made, you know. Crystal chose to leave. I chose to leave New York. And Blaze did offer me a contract. But, you know, at the time, I just and I felt like it was time for me to move on and experience something else, you know. Didn't want to move on. I wanted to really retire in New York, but didn't really feel like we was making the necessary adjustments for me to win a championship, you know. And so and then we just made the choice, you know. And Blaze, now I don't know about everyone else, like Teresa Weatherspoon or Tamika Whitmore or whatever. I don't know what happened with them. I'm still confused about that, you know. But as far as Crystal, myself, Ann, Veronica, and Keisha, I know exactly what happened with us. And that was just a choice that we made.
Hi, this is David Siegel, the host of Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops. You can find our show each and every Wednesday on www.wstrradio.com, and I know you're going to enjoy it.